أجزاء خارج أحيان. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. ألا إن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد فقد كنا قد توقفنا في الأسبوع الماضي عند باب المسح على الخفين، عند فصل في المسح على الخفين الجبيرة. وكنت قد وعدت أن أتحدث في هذا الأسبوع بإذن الله عز وجل عن شيء من أخطاء الوضوء التي يقع فيها كثيرا من المسلمين، وأيضا أنبه على مسألة الترتيب في الوضوء. سأقول مستعينا بالله عز وجل. أما بالنسبة لمسألة ترتيب أعضاء الوضوء فالصحيح من قول أهل العلم أنه يجب على المصلي المتوضئ أن يتوضأ على الصفة الثابتة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. الصفة الثابتة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هي الصفة المشهورة عند عامة المصلين والمتوضعين الذين يبدأون بغسل أولا كفيهم ثم المضمضة والاستنشاق ثم غسل الوجه ثم غسل اليدين ثم مسح الرأس والأذنين ثم غسل الرجلين مع التخليل لليدين واللحية كما هو ثابت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذه الصفة التي رواها جمع غفير من الصحابة. وهناك صفة أخرى ثابتة عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رواها المقدام ابن معدي يكرد قال أتى النبي صلى الله أتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بوضوء فغسل كفيه ثلاثا ثم غسل وجهه ثلاثا ثم غسل ذراعيه ثلاثا ثم مضمض واستنشق ثلاثا ومسح برأسه وأذنيه ظاهرهما وباطنهما وغسل رجليه ثلاثا ثلاثا. هذه الصفة توافق الصفة الأولى إلا في حاجة واحدة فتخالفها، وهذه الحاجة أو الصورة هي أنه في هذه الصفة قدم أنه في هذه الصفة أخر المضمضة والاستنشاق إلى ما بعد غسل اليدين وهذا الحديث رواه الإمام أحمد وأبو داود وإسناده صحيح عند أهل العلم صححه الألباني وغيره. وبالتالي الذي يشرع المسلم في الوضوء أن يتوضأ على الصفة الأولى في الغالب وعلى الصفة الثانية أحيانا، لكن هل يقال ان الترتيب بين اعضاء الوضوء غير مشروع بمعنى انه يجوز للمتوضئ ان يقدم او يؤخر؟ هذا ما نجيب عليه ان شاء الله بعد الترجمه.
All praises for Allah. We pray for, we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. which aggressors in him from the evil of our, from the evils of our own selves and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, then no one can lead him astray. And whomsoever is led astray, then no one can guide him. I openly testify that there is no deity worthy of worship other than Allah, who is alone without any partners. And I further bear testimony that Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his servant and messenger to proceed. For verily the finest speech is the book of Allah. The finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the worst of all affairs are the newly invented matters. For every newly invented matter is an innovation, and every innovation is a strain, and every strain leads to the fire. To proceed, we have read up the reference to the chapter on wiping over the socks. Wiping over the socks or the bandages. Wiping over socks or bandages. And I had promised you last week to discuss two important affairs. The first one is a discussion of the mistakes that many people make in their wudu, in their acts of purification, in their acts of wudu. And the second one I promised to discuss was the sunnah, or the hadith about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam going against the ordinary order in which the body parts are to be washed for wudu. So I say, speaking around assistance, as for the second issue, the issue of the order, and going against the order which is found in most of the texts, then that which is correct from the statements or from the position of the scholars in this issue is that a person must make his wudu in accordance to the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made his wudu, as relayed in the authentic narrations. Those which are well known to the people and widespread, that he first washed his hands, and then he washed his face, and rinsed his mouth, and expelled water from his nose, and then he washed his hands all the way to the elbows, and then he wiped over his head and washed his ears, and then he washed his feet all the way to the ankles, along with washing in between the toes, and also running his fingers through his beard throughout all of that. This is what the Sahaba had, or many in a large number of the companions have relayed about the wudu of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then there is a Sahabi named al-Aqdam ibn Ma'ad Yaqrib, radiallahu anhu, and he narrated an authentic hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed wudu in the following way. That he washed his hands three times, and then he washed his face three times, and then he washed his hands to the elbows three times, and then he spilled water from his nose and rinsed his mouth three times, and then he wiped over his head and his ears, and then he washed his feet to the ankles. You will notice this hadith is almost the same as that which has been discussed in the previous lesson, that which is established and well known to all of the people, except for one place. There is one place in this hadith that there is a disruption of the normal order that we have understood from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is that he delayed washing the mouth, or rinsing the mouth with water, and expelling water from the nose, until after he had washed his hands. And this hadith is an authentic hadith. It comes with an authentic chain, and it's found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad and in the Sunan of Abi Dawud. And the scholars of hadith have declared its chain to be authentic from them, Sheikh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, and others. So, based on this authentic narration, a person should perform wudu, as previously mentioned, in the order that is well known. Perform his wudu like that most of the time. And sometimes, he should practice the sunnah of putting forth or delaying the rinsing of the mouth and expelling water from the nose, the madmada and the stinshaq. He should delay these two actions until after he washes his hands to the elbows to follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sometimes. But his ordinary action in the wudu should be that which is most commonly narrated from him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what about those who might deduce from this that the order that is mentioned in the Quran and in the text regarding the wudu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the wudu which is required from us, that is not required based on this to follow the order as comes in those ahadith, because this hadith seems to give us permission to go against the normal order of making wudu. This is the issue I will discuss now.
فأما بالنسبة لهذه المسألة وهي مسألة هل حديث المقدام بما يدري يدل على أنه يجوز للمتوضئ أن يقدم ويؤخر شيئا من أعضاء الوضوء؟ الجواب عن هذا كما قال أهل العلم أن السنة الثابتة أتت على هاتين الصفتين ويقتصر عليهما، فلا يجوز للمسلم المتوضئ أن يقدم ويؤخر بين أعضاء الوضوء إلا ما ثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Then the issue of, is this hadith, the hadith of Miqdam ibn Ma'ir Yathrib, is this hadith something that establishes the permissibility of abandoning the normal order of wudu and performing the wudu in any order? That which is correct, and that which the scholars have spoken of or have mentioned, is that it is not permissible to make wudu except in the way that is which has been narrated authentically from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And these are the only two ways, these ways we have mentioned, the normal order and that which is established in this hadith of going slightly out of order. These are the only two things, or the only two ways that we have from the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus it is not permissible to depart from these two ways and perform a wudu in other than the order that is found in these two methods, or these two methods of making wudu.
أما بالنسبة لأخطاء المتوضئين فهي عدة أذكر بعضا منها. منها الخطأ الأول الإسراف في الماء، وهذا قد مر معنا في الأسبوع الماضي أن من الخطأ الإسراف في الماء، لأن ثابت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كان يتوضأ بالمد وهو ملأ الكفين المعتدلتين. هذا خطأ، الإسراف في الماء خطأ. الخطأ الثاني أنه إذا شرع عند الوضوء بعضهم خطأ يتلفظ بالنية، فيقول نويت أن أتوضأ لصلاة كذا أو لأمر كذا، والنية محلها القلب والتلفظ بها بدعة. الخطأ الثالث أنه عندما يتوضأ يقول بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وجد عليه أهل العلم كما هو ثابت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يقول بسم الله. الأمر الرابع أنه لا يتمضمض، يعني يدخل الماء في فمه ويحركه، بل يدخل الماء في طرف الفم ويخرجه دون تحريك، وهذا خطأ. والسنة أن يدخل الماء في فمه ويحركه. نعم.
As for the other discussion that I promised you, that is the mention of some of the mistakes that people make when they make wudu. I say firstly, or there are many of them, and I shall mention a few of them, or some of them now. Firstly, is one that has preceded and we have discussed in our previous lesson, that is wasting water when making wudu. And we have discussed this previously. Since what has been authentically established from the Prophet's practice, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that he would make wudu from a mud. A mud is a container that is equal to about a double handful. So he would make wudu from this amount of water only. So then it is a mistake for a person making wudu to waste a large amount of water making wudu. The second issue, or the second mistake made by many people when they make wudu, is that they may, when they begin making wudu, they may pronounce their niyyah, they may pronounce their intention, and make a proclamation of their intention by saying, I intend to make wudu for such and such, or I intend to make wudu. They speak out loud with their intention. And this is a contradiction to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the niyyah, the intention, it places in the heart, and to pronounce it on the lips is an innovation in the religion. Thirdly, some of the people, they say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, and they add ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the most merciful, the ever compassionate, meaning of the wudu. So this is a mistake. And fourthly, you find some people, they take some water in their mouths, but they do not rinse their mouths with it. They do not do the malmala. Rather, they just put some water in their mouth and spit it back out. And then this is a contradiction to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well, since the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to rinse his mouth when taking water into it for the malmala.
أيضا من الأخطاء التي يقع فيها بعض المتنبهين أنه إذا مسح رأسه وأذنيه مسح رقبته، وهذا خطأ. فلم يثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مسح الرقبة، وما جاء من حديث فهو مكذوب على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، كحديث مسح الرقبة أمان من الغل. أيضا من الغل. نعم
الغل بما يشهد بالحج أو المعنى يقل بمعنى يعني يقيم شكرا لك على الحج يعني الله
Sorry for the delay. The Sheikh went on to mention some more mistakes that people who make wudu make, and he mentioned the fifth one and the sixth one. The fifth one he mentioned